Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
This show is brought to you by Doc Sports Services. Today on Listen In with KNN, I'm welcoming in a sports guru who continues to set the tone at ESPN as a Sports Center anchor. Yes, I'll be welcoming in the one and only Mr. Jay Harris, who will join me right here on Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. So yes, this show is dedicated to all you sports fans because we're about to go in. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation using hashtag listenin with KNN. So as I like to kick off each and every show, it's now time for my Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week. We're honoring none other than the general, yes, Mr. Adrian Peterson, who, if you've been on social media, was giving back. He recently toured the inner city and gave back to those in need. Those are the type of videos I want to see on social media. We all can use some more of that positivity in our lives. And he tweeted this: "It is our job to give back to people in need. I only hope to inspire this young man as the positive influences did for me on my journey. Let's spread love, not hate. Team all day." I love it. Adrian Peterson is embodying what we want these athletes to be as role models. Thank you, AP, for doing this, and I hope many others see it is our duty and job to give back to one another. We're all a village, and we're all in this together. So congrats again to AP for earning honors this week as Kelsey's Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week, presented right here on Listen In with KNN on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. It's now time for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Stay tuned. Looking for winning sports picks and predictions? Since 1971, Dot Sports has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in the sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of this very show, Dot Sports is giving out $60 worth of their premium member picks for free. These are the exact same premium member picks that 1,000 of their current members pay for. And guess what? You get them for free. Just text the word radio to the number 29022. Text radio to the number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game. You want NBA picks? Simply Google search Doc's NBA picks. NHL picks? Google search Doc's NHL picks. Need MLB picks? Google search Doc's MLB picks. Remember to text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Service. Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district and beyond. It's now the time to get into the show and welcome in the man himself, Mr. Jay Harris. Jay, how are you?
I'm good, KNN. How are you? I need a fancy nickname like that for me.
I'm over here trying to be like you. I mean, just Jay Harris. You say the name and it rings a bell with so many people. Jay, it's an honor to have you on. I know you're busy, but thanks for squeezing us in.
For sure. Thank you.
And Jay, I was excited to have you on because you are a native of Norfolk, Virginia, right up the street from here. And it's always an honor to have people from this area on because I am biased. I do love the DMV area. You graduated from Old Dominion University, where you received your bachelor's degree in speech communication in 1987. Where did time go?
Hey. We don't need to be talking about dates, okay?
We'll squeeze out the dates, but Jay, you have more than 25 years of experience.
See, there you go again with dates and numbers and stuff. Why? Why?
Because it just shows how great you are and why we're so happy to have you on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Fine.
But basically, Jay, you are the man. I think that's the easiest way to put your bio. You're Emmy winning, so obviously you pretty much know what you're doing. You're the recipient of the Silver World Medal from the New York Festival Awards, the Arbert L. Vann Award from the Pittsburgh Black Media Federation, and an Excel Award from the Hampton Roads Black Media Professional. So with all that you're doing right now, Jay, how do you squeeze in time to give back? Because that's one thing I love about you when I first met you is that you speak about the power of mentoring. So tell me, I mean, first of all, how do you find time? And then what are you currently doing with mentoring efforts?
Yeah, I think finding time is a misnomer. You make time for what you want to do or what you love to do. And I've always told people that I have no choice, because there are a lot of folks who took time and helped me out, gave me a tip, gave me a phone number, gave me a lead on a job, gave me some really good constructive criticism throughout my career, and still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Who still mentor me now. So I take the time, and I really enjoy it. I mean, if current journalists don't grow the next generation, I mean, then who are we? That's what we're supposed to do.
Right. And I feel like you say it so well. And it's like, unfortunately, I don't know if there's enough mentoring. I mean, I meet young people all the time who are just reaching out to me saying, you know, will you please mentor me? I haven't been able to find anyone to help. And then from some people I hear that, you know, sometimes they think it might be competition if they help the next generation in waves. So to those who maybe think that way, Jay, like, what message would you say to them?
Competition is healthy. If someone comes along and they're good, then maybe you just need to get on your grind and get a little bit better. I don't think of it as competition. I think of it as I enjoy watching someone do well. I enjoy watching someone excel. I enjoy watching someone sign that contract, and I'm happy for them. I don't see that as competition. I see that as to coin a Lion King reference, it's the circle of life. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the circle of journalism.
Well,
it's the circle. It's the circle of our field. It's what we're supposed to do. I'm supposed to be happy for you. I mean,
right.
if we ultimately end up competing for a job, and you win, you won. That means it's on me. Something I didn't do. You know what I mean?
Right. I think said. I mean. Yeah, and that's why I love your positivity around it. I love, again, that you're giving back, because I think that's what it is. I mean, you have to help the next person up. I don't think anybody is anywhere without the help of somebody. And then so you giving that back, you know, it speaks volumes. So beyond your mentoring work and outside of ESPN, what else are you currently up to, Jay?
Oh, well, let me see. My life is so packed and full. Okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know. You know, The 19-year-old just finished his first year of college, and the 12-year-old is finishing up the 7th grade. So there's always something going on in the Harris household that actually has nothing to do with me, which is great.
But so good things, which I know you're excited about.
Yeah, good things. And then, you know, try to find a time for a round of golf in there and, you know, hop on a motorcycle and ride around, and then you have a full day.
Yeah. And
you're busy. Speaking engagement between there, so yeah, it's a full day.
Good. And then also, I know, of course, your ESPN work keeps you busy. So how has that been? I mean, I'm sure time has flown since you've been there, but just tell me, what's your favorite part of your job at ESPN?
My favorite part of my job is when I get there every morning and the key card works.
That's always a good sign.
Like that. Like when the direct deposit goes through every couple of weeks, that's great. It's perfect. People ask me that all the time, and I kind of feel, I hope they don't think I shortchange them on the answer, and I hope you don't think the same thing, but I enjoy the whole thing. I enjoy sitting at my computer, logging on, and getting into a rundown that is totally foreign. I have no idea. I mean, you have an idea what you're going to talk about on any given day, but I don't know what stories I'm going to be assigned. I don't know what highlights I'm going to do. You can't watch every game, so I don't know what experiences I'm going to help you enjoy through my reading of a highlight or my telling of a story. It's all new every day, and I enjoy that. And I also enjoy having fun on the air. I did news for a long time, and I really enjoyed it. But there's an element of smiling and laughing that you really can't have when you're doing news.
Right.
Depending on the story that you get to have when you're talking about sports. And I just, you know, just being able to have fun. And when I first started, being able to come home and have the fam go, hey, we saw you on TV.
Yeah. You remember those moments.
My mom or my dad saw you on TV. And now it's like, hey, did you see the show? Yeah, no, we didn't see the show. We were doing something else. They don't care.
Now they're used to it.
They're used to it. They don't care.
too funny. And Jay, I mean, I hear you saying all these great experiences you have at ESPN, right? But I'm sure everybody wants to know about your journey to get there, right? Because people want to have this future experience. So tell me a little bit, I mean, how did you end up in that anchor chair at ESPN?
Ooh, I think it started a long, long time ago when I was not even in the field, and I approached a friend and fraternity brother of mine who was a news director at a local radio station in Portsmouth, Virginia. And I said, hey, this is what I'd like to do. Can you help me out? And he said, I could give you plenty of experience, but I can't pay you any money. So I took the experience, and I was a radio reporter slash anchor until for free for several months until they found a little bit of money to pay me. But that's how I got to the anchor chair at ESPN, starting my career working for free and learning from the ground up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's huge. I mean, look where it took you now. And I think nowadays, I mean, sometimes you hear people that, you know, complain about unpaid internships or things like that. But what I'm hearing from you is that it can be worth it. And that experience that you get is invaluable, it seems like. I mean, it paid off so much for your career, and look where you are now. And now you don't have to worry about not getting paid. So I know it makes you feel better, right?
Maybe a little more one day will be great. But, yeah, so far so good.
Always good. And I hope people really, though, take your journey into experience. And, I mean, when I hear you talking about ESP now, and you're doing so many great things, Jay, I mean, is this your ultimate goal? I mean, is there anything else you want to do with the sports media field or just media in general?
I don't know. I really, really enjoy my job. I really, really enjoy doing SportsCenter. I really enjoy doing those This Is SportsCenter commercials, although I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the whole experience. I mean, if someone comes at me with something that I hadn't thought of, or wants me to be, I don't know, anchor the evening news somewhere, I would look at it and go, hey, that sounds pretty cool. But I don't know. I honestly don't know, because I'm having a lot of fun doing what I do now.
Hey, no one can complain with that, right? I mean, it's all about having fun and loving what you do. And that's what I'm hearing from you, Jack.
My dad told me once, son, it's almost like you don't even have a job, because you go someplace every day and you enjoy what you do. And not a lot of people can say that, he would tell me.
Very true.
You, I see it on your face. I hear it in your voice. And he's right. If you do something you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah, words well said, words well said. I mean, with that, I have to drop the mic, Jay. We have to get into sports talk, because I can't add anything to that. All right, so Jay, you know the DMV area pretty well, so we're going to go into my Doing It Big in the DMV segment, where we have to talk Washington Capitals, Jay, because everywhere here is going crazy right now with Capitals fever, as right now the Capitals are trying to do something that they haven't done in 13 long years. Ted Leonsis just made everyone happy on Saturday evening, because before the game, Shaggy and Sting gave a free concert to fans. So if that wasn't enough to get you excited, then the Capitals won the game, and now they have the lead over the Las Vegas Knights. So just tell me, when you watch the Washington Capitals team and you see what they've been doing and their story to get here, Jay, I mean, how are you feeling about the Capitals? And is D.C. right for having their backs behind them and feeling that this is the year to bring home the ship?
I think D.C. should have the Caps' backs and support them 100%. And I have to be totally honest, after 12 years in Pittsburgh and as a Penguins fan, I've had a love-hate relationship with the Washington Capitals, mostly loving hating the Washington Capitals and loving beating the Washington Capitals.
Oh, and we're tired of that.
And I know. So I had a – last year I was anchoring with my good friend Lindsay Zarniak, and we had a bet on the series, and she ended up losing and had to wear a penguin suit on the air, and bless her heart, she did it. She did it. And this year, I lost the bet to Randy Scott, and he's got to get some Caps wear for me to put on. But I told him, now that you've done this, now that they've done this, finish the job, because getting past Pittsburgh was the thing.
Yes.
So now... Yes. And I joked with him. I said, now you just have one more penguin to get past in Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yes. That's such a good way to put it, because we're ready. I mean, getting past the Penguins, that's my said. This is it, because I have been long the curse in the Achilles heel for the Washington Capitals. And now I'm telling you, Alex Ovechkin, I'm telling him to take over and bring home the championship right now it's the only sports team that DC is feeling this excited about in terms of bringing home a championship. But what they did in game three at home, I mean, you can only be excited about. And everyone's behind them. And then, I mean, the Las Vegas Knights, they did all the fancy fanatics and things like that. And Caps fans are saying, you know what, we're going to bring it here too. So Ted Leon says now we're going to have Fallout Boy perform outside the arena ahead of Game 4. And hopefully he brings some magic and joy for Capitals fans to continue this happiness as we continue the march in the NHL playoffs and hope to bring home that championship, Jay, because we're tired of losing. We need some type of championship parade to go through the streets of Washington, D.C. and cheer everybody up. I'm tired of seeing all the sad and solemn faces around
town. I agree 100%, and this would be absolutely fantastic. One, I mean, for the sport of hockey in D.C.,
yes.
And two, for, and I hope I don't lose my Penguins card for this, but I love Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, I mean he's fun to watch.
He's so good. And I like him on the ice and off the ice, and I really want this for him. I mean, mm-hmm. I really do, especially learning that I didn't know about his mom and her mm-hmm. expansive sports background, and
yeah.
as a point guard for the old Soviet Russian team, and her not losing a game and. International competition and two gold
yeah.
medals. So, I mean, it runs in his blood, and he needs to raise the cup. He really does. And I hope he
yes.
gets to do it.
And with that being said, I mean, let's say I don't want to curse him, but let's say the Washington Capitals are able to take home the cup. What do you think this does to solidify his legacy in D.C. and in the sport in general?
I mean, it pretty much caps it off. Ha ha! Did you see what I did there? Caps
I loved
it off.
I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean MVP. I mean the scoring, the contract. I mean this would be the ultimate. So not that he needs it, because
right.
so many guys who don't get championships kind of get shortchanged, even if they have great careers. So he doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. need it to be validated in his career, but it would be so good just to have that.
Right.
It would be so
just
good
to have it on.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for it for him, because anybody that has been watching him, you can see that he deserves it. So hopefully this is the year. Now, from one sport to another, we're going to go to my Across the Nation segment where we have to talk NBA Finals. Jay, everyone is still talking about the craziness of Game 1 of the NBA Finals, where, of course, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Cavs 124-114 to take a 1-0 lead. Now, I have to start this conversation off with J.R. Smith, because as I'm sure you know very well, being over there at ESPN, everyone is talking about that last play in regulation. And what are you making of him saying? You haven't heard, right?
I hadn't heard. What happened? I missed it. I hadn't heard.
I mean, no one's talking about it, so I don't even know why I brought it up. I mean, what are you making of some of his claims? Like, you know, he didn't know the score, or, you know, he didn't fully know what was going on. I mean, what do you think is just going on right now in J.R. Smith's head? Because it seems like, I mean, he really has just taken all the blame, even though, yes, you could talk about Hill's missed free throw and things like that. But J.R. Smith has become hated right now on social media. So what do you make of just everything being said about him? And how does he turn this into something positive for Game 2?
He comes out and he hits shots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I mean,
how
that's
he
the
turns
best way
it
to put
into
it.
Positive.
I think that's
yeah,
the
I
best
mean,
way to put it.
I was on the set with Tim Legler the other day, and he reminded me that, which game was it? Maybe it was when they came back down 3-1. It was J.R. Smith, I believe, in Game 3
mm-hmm.
that just dropped 20 points. So he has it in him, and they know
right.
he has it in him. And LeBron said, I'm not throwing my teammates under the bus. I got J.R.'s back. They know what JR
yes.
can do when JR decides to play. And he just had a brain lapse. He just
mm-hmm.
he didn't. He thought they were ahead. I mean,
right.
he said it as much on the court, if you can read his lips.
Right.
And I wish he'd have just fessed up.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever heat you take for fessing up, you take that heat. But he just messed up. Just say, I messed up.
Right.
But he decided
right.
he wanted to go, yeah, I thought we had timeout, call a timeout. And I'm thinking, why didn't you call timeout? He just made it worse
right.
by coming up with a
figure. Right, right, right.
So now he's just going to get shots.
Right. I think that's the best way to silence your critics. And then, I mean, as you said, he's a good player. I understand.
He's a real good player. He's a good player, and he's a good guy, and he's a real good golfer.
Good to know.
And, yeah. We got to play at the ESPYs a few years ago. Our celebrity teams both won championships, so we were ribbing each other at the ceremony, talking about which team was better, and it was a lot of fun.
He was funny,
but he's a good dude. I hate to see all this stuff. The memes are hilarious because the internet is undefeated.
They're very true. That's what the best thing about NBA Finals is. Honestly, I'm always looking for the best memes that come, and J.R. Smith just happened to be the best one from the memes for the memes from Game One. But speaking of the Cavs, and we'll let him live a little bit. Now you said LeBron, and LeBron is just doing LeBron things. I think that's the best way to put it. 51 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He's probably the only player you can say that with and, like, not be shocked at. But, of course, disappointing game one. I mean, and he said it himself. He said, it's one of the toughest losses I've had in my career. It was a tough 24 hours, not only for Hill and for myself, but for our whole ball club. So as we head into game two, I mean, the Cavs, we know LeBron James, his supporting cast hasn't always shown up the way he wants it to be. And he keeps being the star and, you know, keeps living up to that. Do the Cavs have what it takes to bounce back and hopefully win this game too, in your opinion?
I think the Cavs have what it takes to not only bounce back and take game two, but to win the whole series.
Okay.
This Warriors team, I'm not saying they will.
Right.
But I think they have, if they play their ultimate, which is going to be tough every game, and that's not saying LeBron has to score 50, but
right,
if he gets contributions from the folks that should contribute, this Warriors team is not unbeatable. And in the way they keep switching on defense, and Steph Curry ends up guarding LeBron James, if they keep giving the Cavaliers opportunities like that, I don't know. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, Klay scored 24 in game one, so his leg is probably fine, but you never know.
Right, right.
It would be nice.
Even though he's still not happy with JR, he's still not happy with him at all.
No, he's not, no. Andre Iguodala, it would be nice to have him on defense. But
yes,
this Warriors team, I mean, think about it. I mean, we talk about LeBron as a individual going to 8 straight finals. This Warriors team has also played a lot of basketball.
Yes.
And I know this is what they live for, and this is they're motivated in the finals, but they've also played a lot of basketball, and they're not the invincible team that they were. I mean, the Rockets were the one seed. They dispatched to the Rockets, courtesy of a Chris Paul injury, because if Chris Paul is healthy, I'm not sure that the Rockets aren't playing the Cavaliers right now.
That was huge. Yep.
The Warriors are a great team, but they're not as invincible as they used to be. So, yeah, Cleveland's got a chance.
And that's what I was saying about this Warriors team. Out of the Warriors team that we've seen in the past, this is the one. And as you said, the Rockets had a chance. Now Cleveland is still in it. And, I mean, this Warriors team, like you said, they're not as scary as they used to be. I mean, Steph Curry has had his up and down slumps in the playoffs as far as shooting. Kevin Durant, I mean, people are still talking about how he went 0-for-4 in the fourth quarter, no made shot in the fourth. I mean, yes, he did finish 26 points, but still at the end of the day, this Warriors team just wasn't what they were, I think, when you think of last year's NBA Finals. And I think Cleveland can capitalize on that, but LeBron James is going to need some help. As much as we want to think he can do it alone, I mean, if you look at them, the wide open threes day was the part that really hurt me with Cleveland, just because there was too many missed shots, and you can't miss that opportunity, especially against a Golden State Warriors team. And then Kevin Love, I mean, 1-for-8 from the perimeter. Kyle Korver, I mean, there's just so many people that you know can make those shots that weren't making them that could have made a difference. And you said, I mean, the Warriors, Klay Thompson, most likely will be back, which is kind of scary for the Cavs. But, I mean, I think they have it in them to at least make this series interesting, because I don't think it's going to be a sweep, as some people have said. I think it's going to be a close one. But I'm like you. I think it's any team's finals to win, which I think is exciting and good for basketball, because you need that competitive spirit and that competition. And LeBron James, I mean, if you look at his numbers following a loss this postseason, he's 5-1 with wins and losses, so you can tell he's going to bring the heat. So I think we're in for a good game too, Jay.
Well, I grew up saying this about the Chicago Bulls. As long as they have that number 23 guy, I think they'll be okay. yeah. I can say the same thing about the Cleveland Cavaliers. As long as they have, as long as LeBron is there, they always have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just the way to put it. You want LeBron on your team at the end of the day. I mean, he can just do incredible things. Another player, though, Jay, on the Cavs that some people believe can be a difference maker is Jeff Green. I mean, people were talking about how he didn't have that performance he did in Game 7 of the Conference Finals against Boston, because he went 1-for-6 in Game 1 of the Finals. But do you think Jeff Green can be that difference maker if they can get him going in Game 2?
Absolutely. And not only Jeff Green, George Hill. I mean, those these are the guys who, I mean, they've dreamed for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
To be in
mm-hmm.
this spot, to make a contribution, to win a championship. And we're here. They're veterans. They know how to play. So, yeah, from Jeff Green, George Hill, Kyle Korver, you can insert Kevin Love into that. Yes, this is their time to shine.
Right.
And they need to shine.
And what about the young ones on the Cavs team? I mean, some people are saying, like, Jordan Clarkson, it didn't look like he was ready for the spotlight. Do you think they're going to be able to get whatever they need to get going as well for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I don't know. I hope so. I'm a little disappointed in Rodney Hood right now. I mean, he's a very talented player. I don't know what's going on with him. But if nothing else, if they can't contribute – to the level of those veterans that we just talked about, just bring the energy. Just bring the energy that youth gives you. Get on the boards. Get on the floor. Scrap for a loose ball. Drop a three. Just do something in a key spot. Be the energizer bunny for the team because these are older guys and they may be a little tired. So you know, have their back in that respect. And just don't overthink it. Just go play basketball. Pretend it's the Y. I know it's the finals, but just go play basketball.
Yeah. I mean, who can forget, you know, those experiences at the Y, right? When you were just playing, like you said, just playing basketball, right? Just going for the win and playing for the love of the game. And I think sometimes you do have to just keep it simple. My coach used to say, keep it simple and stupid. That's how you win games. I think that might be the mindset that they need going into this game, too. Now, also, Jake, I mean, it's just the easiest way to put it, I think. So hopefully they show up because then I think this Cleveland team is just different when they have all cylinders clicking in unison. So we're wishing for that. Now, Jay, also going on with basketball, I like to go to my Woman Crush Everyday segment where I want to head over to the WNBA, and I have to talk about that lady that's just doing incredible things, often referred to as the GOAT, and I'm talking about Diana Taurasi. She just had a season-high 29 points with 5 three-pointers. The Phoenix Mercury won in Minneapolis. This is her 14th WNBA season. When you just see the incredible things that she continues to do in the WNBA, I mean, what do you think this legacy is of this future Hall of Famer? And, I mean, do you think she's stopping anytime soon?
I hope she plays forever.
Oh, me and you both.
I do.
Life will be good.
I love Dee. I've loved Diana Taurasi since she was at UConn. She can just she could play on my team anytime. It's just just poetry to watch. Her shot is automatic. It's funny. I did years ago. We used to do the Budweiser hot seat, and she was. I had put her on the hot seat right before the WNBA draft when she went number one. And this is kid that just came out of college. And my last question to her was, one-on-one, who wins, me or you? She said, I'd kill you. With no hesitation, straight face, and I have loved her from that moment on. Because just that confidence in her game, that confidence in her abilities, and she's just showed it in her WNBA career, playing overseas, the Olympics, and she's just a jewel of a person. She's cool people.
Yeah, and just staying on that, I mean, what do you think just her legacy in general has done for the sport and the league of the WNBA?
That's tough because I still don't think in this male-dominated sports world that we both work in, they still don't get their due. It's difficult sometimes. It's difficult to get a WNBA highlight in a show.
Right.
I mean, having gone to Old Dominion, I have a spot for women's basketball for a long time. I mean,
mm-hmm.
way back in the day, my mom played when they couldn't cross half court. It was a totally different game.
Mm-hmm.
So women, I've always loved women's basketball because I think they play a more pure game since they don't do all the high-flying athletic stuff. Like
yeah.
Diana Taurasi's shot and Maya Moore's jump shot.
Ooh, yes.
The
yes.
purest shots on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just
mm-hmm.
that good. But I still don't think they're appreciated for what they do because they're women. And I'm just going to be
right.
straight. And it's
right.
unfortunate. Right. It's sad that in 2018 that's still the case. And it shouldn't be. But they're really good at what they do. I don't know what her legacy for people that know is going to
mm-hmm.
be outstanding. People that don't
right.
know are going to be sorry that they missed her.
Mm.
And sorry that they didn't pay more attention.
Right, right. I mean, I think you said that so well, like you said, because if you watch her play, you're watching basketball at its best. And that's what's
mm-hmm.
so exciting about her. She continues to make the game fun. And just on your point today, I think that this conversation happens all the time with the WNBA fans on social media. So before I let you go, I just have to ask you, I mean, in your opinion, if you could do one thing to help the WNBA grow, especially with the masses, I mean, what do you think, what would you do? Let me just ask you that. What would you do to help the sport grow?
Wow, that's a good question.
I
think I would try to merge I make the NBA have more responsibility.
Mm, okay.
For assisting the WNBA as far
right.
as promotion, marketing, teams, doing things together, showcasing. I remember, I know they have the team competition All-Star Weekend, but
yeah.
have exhibitions, put the stars together. I remember years ago for NBA, they would have one-on-one competitions. I mean, this was just something that
yeah.
they did. Back when
yeah.
the game was on tape delay, but
mm-hmm.
little things to show how good these women are.
Yeah,
I think that's what I would do. I didn't really involve the NBA because it's
yeah.
basketball. It's basketball's responsibility to grow the game.
Right. I think you said it best. And like you said, I'm like you. I have always been a proponent of the NBA having more support and more responsibility for promoting the WNBA. And I'm not just talking about players going to games and waving on the Jumbotron. No, it needs to be a lot more than that. And like you said, the promotion, I mean, I think if people can see it and they grow up with it, then they'll become fans of it. Because it's hard to become a fan of something you don't get to see a lot. And that's very unfortunate. But, Jay, I have to thank you so much. And thank you for just being candid and fun. And thanks for joining me on my show. It's been a blast to have you on.
I've had a good time. I appreciate you asking me.
Yeah, thanks so much. And for everyone listening, that's a wrap for this edition of Listen In with K&N. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course, jumped in on the K&N bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world. Smile and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.